Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Well, welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Pete Sepp. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem here. Pete is with, he's the president. He's the king biscuit over at National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Folks, they're doing great work there. They're working so hard for you. If you're a small business owner, you need to be part of this team. You should be contributing something. They'll take your credit card right there on the website. I'm encouraging you to do that. Support this group. Support Pete's work. He's been, Pete, you've been there 20 years, haven't you? You've been there 25 years, haven't you?
Well, 31.
31. So, folks, he's toiling the fields. He's plowing the North 40 for us over there in Washington, inside the Beltway. It's a tough job. Hey, Pete, is there any kind of tax reform that we would like possible in this Congress? Is there any bipartisan support for any kind of tweaks or things that could would be better for small business that you're seeing? Or are we screwed?
I see some chances here, some opportunities for bipartisanship. When you think about the fact that the House Ways and Means Committee, which Democrats now control, managed to keep most of its radical Democratic members off the committee. Ways and Means is where all of the tax policy gets written.
Oh, really?
And
so they kept them off, huh?
Yes.
What's an example of who they kept off?
Well, the congresswoman we were just talking about, Alexandria Ocasio.
Oh, yeah, she wanted to be on there, didn't she? Yeah.
Wanted to be on there, was not put on there. And you have instead, for example, as chairman, Congressman Richard Neal. Now,
right.
He doesn't necessarily agree with all of the policies of tax reform and reduction, but he's a sensible guy.
He's not a flamethrower.
He might very well. That's right. And for example, there might be bipartisan agreement on expanding the deduction of startup costs for small businesses. That was part of Tax Reform 2.0 that the Republican Congress ushered through in the House of Representatives last year. And if it weren't packaged with other things, we might have gotten some Democratic votes for it. So there's a starting point, at least.
Well, that's good news.
And I also think that IRS reform is on the table.
We've been having meetings
not only House members but Senate members of both parties want to create a new dispute resolution process for small business owners. In other words, using the tools in the private sector of alternative dispute resolution and applying it to the IRS.
To resolve these things faster and less expensively for the small business, and especially if the IRS confiscates our cash.
Yes, exactly. And that's another portion of IRS reform that we could easily get through. It's called the Clyde Hurst-Sowers Respect Act, named after three small business owners who had their cash taken away from them illegally and unfairly by the IRS, simply for having a business that dealt in a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's an act that would forbid the IRS from doing that. It was co-sponsored by John Lewis, Democratic congressman from Georgia, who was part of the civil rights movement.
Exactly.
We do have some hope. Yeah.
So is that still in the works? I mean, is that on the table now?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
In fact, the package of IRS reform needs to get done because, Peter,
some of those things that he's talking about, folks, where the IRS came in and just confiscated hundreds of thousands of dollars, took it right out of their bank account, kept it for years, and when the judge said give it back, the IRS had the chutzpah to go back to the people and say, well, why don't we negotiate how much we give you back, even after the judge said give it back to them.
Yes. They call that the doctrine of non-acquiescence, a nice Orwellian term for what the IRS does. If they lose in one federal district court,
right,
they just keep pressing their position in other venues.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that bill?
Venues,
what's the name of that bill? What do they call it? What's the nomenclature?
It's called the Taxpayer First Act. It passed the House unanimously last year. They are reintroducing it this year, and I think it's got a good chance.
Boy, I hope you're right about that. I know you're going to keep us posted on how things are going. Folks, this is the kind of stuff that Pete and his team are keeping on the front burner. They're focusing on this kind of reform for you. This is why I want you to join them and be part of their organization. Give them a little bit of money. They can use it. Hey, Pete Sepp, thanks for being here. We appreciate you very much. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.